Hi. So, since I don't know where Kevin is, we're going to give him a quick little call and find out what's going on, because while being alone fits our theme of asceticism, I'm sort of a radio hermit right now. I'd like for my friend Kevin to get here. So we're going to call him. Let me just find his phone number. Looking for Kevin. And then we'll get on with the show. There's no theme, but I'm playing music to fit the day. All right, Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You're on the air.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Kevin!
Sorry.
It's okay if you forgot. I just thought I'd call and let our viewers know where you are.
Sorry. I was in my bed.
That's okay. You're allowed to be there. It's Kevin's last day of classes at Tufts.
Is Miller there?
No, Daddy's not here. He's running errands.
Are you just there by yourself right now?
Yeah, I'm here alone. I'm the radio hermit. I'm a true ascetic.
I will be there within 10 minutes.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
Say bye, everyone. Alright, well, we found out where Kevin is. He was in bed. Classic. So while we're waiting for him to get here, I'm going to play you some music. Over the weekend, we saw the band Power Bottom. It was wonderful. I, with the help of a friend, walked one of the band members to the parking lot where he needed to get to. It was very fun. Ben was his name. And I also ate a lot of lentil salad over the weekend. So I really, no complaints. I saw Shaggy live yesterday before I went to do homework. And I'm done with classes for the semester as of about a half hour ago. So I'm gonna kick it off with some Blondie. I've had this song stuck in my head for a lot of the weekend. Here it is.
Need to. left New York for New Jersey. You took your pills and you got up early. You felt amazing, I just felt okay. We'll be right back.
Hey kids.
Look who's here.
Daddy's back on air.
Thank goodness. It was a madhouse in here.
Yeah. Daddy was tired.
Yeah. It's okay. It was, it's kind of, you know, everyone likes the idea of celebrating it, but it was Kevin's birthday yesterday. It's the sound of an aged man.
I don't want to know about it. I hate birthdays. But yes, it was my birthday. 24 was good. 25 will hopefully be better. You know, 24 was a rough year. Mercury was in retrograde for most of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's every year.
Mercury in retrograde's coming up again soon, actually. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. You gotta prepare for that.
I know.
You know. You have to sacrifice 2 cows.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I need to go buy those.
Yeah. And then pour the blood on the doors of 1,000
dorms.
Yeah.
You're right. I need to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Time's running out, so.
Yeah. I mean, cows these days, so expensive.
Or, you know, sometimes you can get them inexpensively, but you really have to go out of your way.
Yeah, I mean,
especially for a sacrificial cow.
You're right, yeah.
Those
I mean,
are much
but the thing is,
by.
Like, you know, if you're just looking for a regular cow, you know, ROI on cows these days is like 30%. Dude, that's better than the stock market.
Oh, wildly. I mean, if you look at stock holdings in sacrificial cow industry and some other factors, I mean, it's just... It does not reflect the market as a whole. It's really fascinating.
It just doesn't go where the economy goes.
No.
And it's fascinating.
One of the few
industries
like that that really can stay that independent.
Exactly.
It's both good and bad.
And the only other industry that I invest in that's similar to that is Irish potato farms. You know?
Yeah.
And the reason why is it's because of the brand name recognition.
Yeah.
You know, people only want Irish potatoes.
Right. Idaho potatoes were big in the 80s, but they're just a little bit passé now.
Well, you know, the thing
kind
is...
Kind of like mad cow disease.
Yeah, exactly.
Big in the 80s, gone now.
Well, you know, the thing about the Irish potato is that it's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But... It has a little bit more flavor, packs a little bit more of a punch, it's a little sweeter. You know, and people just, you know, if we're talking 99 cents a pound.
It's the everyman's potato.
If we're talking 99 cents a pound
for
Idaho's.
Yeah.
You know, people will gladly pay $1.29 a pound.
Right, because, I mean, price-wise, you might not say it's the everyman's potato, but in taste, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so versatile.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I mean, you know, back in, you know, the 2008 recession, you know, honestly, Irish potatoes went up in value.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sort of like people who were lucky enough to invest in GMC during the Great Depression. If you were lucky enough to invest in sacrificial cows or Irish potatoes, you did well for yourself. A lot better than most others.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. What we got on the docket today, Helen? What did you play so far?
I started out with some My Bloody Valentine to go along with the day. Then I did a quick turnaround to Blondie, a kind of different version of one of my favorite songs.
Hung Up on You?
No, Denis.
Mm.
Denis, in your eyes so blue. That one. I love it. It's great. And then I played Power Bottom. We talked about them a little bit. And went over to the Orwells, definitively my favorite band in high school.
The Georges?
Yeah. I've talked about them a lot, so I won't... No need to mention them here, but if you ever have questions about their early days, I probably know the answer. And then I played the Rolling Stones. Early song, of course. I am not super into the Rolling Stones post, like, 1969.
Me neither, dude. Yeah, Keith Richards, man.
Different energy after that point.
Yeah.
And then in the background, you've been hearing Chopin's Nocturne in B major, Opus 62. So now we're going to turn it over to some Best Coast. Just for, you know, more old time's sake. Mm. And Girl Pool. So
love that.
Here we go.
I'm not afraid to.
alienated too. She's always looking for a fight. She keeps the neighbors up all night. I go to hell when I'm feeling slack. The girl's using me as a punching bag. I think that I can help her out, but the girl's got a lot to be mad about. But in the first moment I'm waking up, she knows she's easy in it. She's easy in it. When the first cup of coffee tastes like watching up, oh yeah, she's losing it. Oh yeah, she's losing it.
Thank you.
it feel this wrong? From this moment, how can it feel this wrong? We're back.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Same amount of time as any other day.
No, today actually has 25 hours.
Oh, it's leap day, isn't it? May 2nd.
Mm-hmm. You have to add an extra hour in the day to balance out the week.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, I'll publicize my pipe organ recital. It's happening tomorrow night. The Old West Church. If you know me, you can ask me for the other details. It'd be kind of weird if I had strangers coming to my pipe organ recital.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a poll on Twitter to see if people wanted to come, and it was overwhelmingly no. But I haven't really found polls on Twitter to be all that accurate.
You know,
what about your experience?
I'm just really bitter about Twitter.
Oh, and in what way?
I'm just ready to be famous, and I don't know why I'm not, and it's really difficult for me.
Well, listen, Miller and I got some new information on becoming a trend forecaster. It turns out a lot of jobs available in that.
Really?
More than I thought, yeah, not just K-hole, which is good. Although I think, well, on our way to that, I mean, if a guy on Tinder can think I work for K-hole already, I'm practically there.
You're practically there. I mean, I'm just, I don't know what I am. Today is it's potato day.
It is is it? In what country, though?
Today is potato day at WMFO.
Oh.
But it's in celebration of potato day in potato Europe. Tomorrow's tomato day. For those of you that don't know, there's potato Europe, and then there's tomato Europe. And, you know, some places, you know, it's, you're either a potato or a tomato. And
right. Well, it actually depends on what part of Europe you're talking about. We've talked about this map on the air before, but, you know, there's the tomato-potato line.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
European equivalent of the
Mason-Dixon. The tomato line. Yeah, exactly. Although it does date back a lot further in folklore, but officially it actually didn't come about until 6 months after the EU was formed in the 1980s.
Absolutely.
It was unveiled actually with the release of a previously undiscovered Szymanowski prelude.
I haven't found a Szymanowski since, 1943 when they were, going through the rubbles of Hitler's bunker.
Yeah, with Adrian Brody.
And also, what's his name? John Hamm.
He just always seems to be around, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just always there. Around, dude, always around.
How does he do it?
I think it's a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It's a lot of motivation.
If Kraft's house has taught me anything.
Yeah, it's 95% power of will.
Yeah.
5% luck. 1% skill. 36% more power of will.
Yeah.
# Fort Minor. Sorry. Let's talk bows, dude. Let's talk jumbos. Today's one of the days when, like, we've just gotten a lot of developments on the bows community, you know?
Yeah.
Some kid wrote an op-ed in the Daily about his platform for the presidency, which included liberty, peace, and justice. And freedom.
But where's Jumbo in that?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
that is the first thought that came to my mind.
Where's that
elephant?
What happened to rampant university nationalism? Like, where is Tusk Factory in your platform? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So rudimentary.
Yeah. But you know what isn't?
Tufts Aesthetics. Some kids.
That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. So, moving on, do we have a PSA?
Oh, we do.
You know, we got some PSA about, oh, maybe some kids.
Yeah, let me see if there's any about kids. I'm sure there is. Oh, this one has a really good picture. I think I'll do this one. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Hear that? A lot of people had their ladders hanging over this trauma center last year. What was that all about? Some ladder festival or something, I guess. Do you have any ideas, Kevin?
I'm not a big fan of ladders.
I know, you're a chairlift boy.
Yeah, I like being lifted up, not held down.
Mm.
And you know, ladders just make me feel really, really stressed out. And,
yeah, you're stressed out?
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Hmm.
But you know what? I'm okay with that.
You're okay with it?
I'm okay with that.
Alright, well, why don't we play some more music for our fans?
This is, I'm gonna end off the day with a little, well, what are we ending the day with?
I'm gonna play some Cranberries and then Susie and the Banshees.
Okay. This is the All-American Rejects. Move along. Go.
goes out to everyone in Tufts Aesthetics.
Go ahead as you waste your days with thinking. When you're full, everyone stands. Another day and you've had your fill of sinking. With the life held in your hands are shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold. Gotta keep it strong. Move along like I know you do. And even when your hope is gone, move along, just to make it through.